Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it, and whyever you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over to there and see what it is that we have to offer. We got a lot of different things over there. All right, joining us for hour number two to say the Pledge of Allegiance for the second time, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Y'all ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we just endured a horrible history lesson yesterday on how not to do things in Washington, D.C. By the way, I just saw General Mattis, former Secretary of Defense, and the last words were, Donald Trump is now a man without a country.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very, very powerful.
Well, and I understand something here. I understand what was done yesterday was also designed by the people that did it to destroy any credibility with the Trump movement, make America great again, and also to destroy the presidency and Donald Trump, and put that thought in everybody's mind if he runs again that, hey, look at what this guy did. He actually caused people to riot and storm the Capitol. I realize all that was done that way. It was done for a purpose, okay? PSYOPs is part of what's going on here. But the thing of it is Congress has resumed their counting right now. Of the Electoral College votes after the protesters stormed the U.S. Capitol. And we have to come with grips. We have to understand how this could have happened to the Capitol. How could we not have had police in place when you knew you were going to have a couple of hundred thousand? By the way, one guy said, well, we're going to have 4 or 5 million people. And I kept telling you they'd be lucky to have a couple hundred thousand, which they probably had around 100,000 to 150,000 is what I was told. But how could you not think that those people were not going to somehow or another set foot somewhere near the Capitol? How could you possibly think that?
Yeah, this is really just unbelievable, because whether it's 100,000 or if it's 10,000 people, you still need to prepare in advance, have a perimeter, and have a plan. And so, again, I think they'll be looking at this in a forensic way to say, how in the heck did this all get breached, and why didn't we have enough reinforcements on a day like today?
Right now, besides the D.C. police and the Capitol police that are in the government facilities there, the House and Senate office building, as well as the Capitol, we've also got 1,100 D.C. National Guardsmen. We've got 6,000 National Guard members from five states en route as we speak. 400 400 Maryland and Virginia state police officers are there, and officers from the FBI and ATF task force are there as well. And some of them are mixed into the crowd and dressed in civilian clothes for intel reasons.
Well, right, exactly. And whenever you get, I mean, we've seen protests throughout our history, by the way, and certainly over the last 50 to 60 years or so, protests have been, a mainstay, and they've been a way to advance the conversation in some ways, civil rights, for example. But what we saw happening over the summer and then what we saw with how it degenerated yesterday, those are the things that don't. In fact, they set us back.
That's absolutely true. We've taken a giant step backwards here, and anybody that thinks that Donald Trump hasn't been hurt by this doesn't know what they're talking about, because he has. Politically, he's been seriously damaged. And it was done intentionally. I know it was. Now, President Trump, actually, folks, was the one who called up the D.C. National Guard to restore order today. The fake news was saying it was the mayor of D.C. No, she requested it, but the president ordered it. Okay, that's how that works. And I had a friend of mine, a Marine Corps friend, who was there. Okay, he was there. And he watched the people that breached the interior of the Capitol building from not very far away, because he was up there trying to see who these people were trying to get in. He saw what I saw, the tattoos on the face, the neck, the hands, the Antifa tattoos. And in some cases, people wearing Black Lives Matter gear, T-shirts, because they had hoodies over them and all that sort of stuff.
Right, right.
But again, you have to understand what it is that's going on here. All right, well, we got about a minute here, so let's go with Eric from Seminole. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be real quick and succinct. What we witnessed yesterday, in my opinion, was the political assassination of President Trump.
Exactly.
You just said he was wounded and stuff. I believe it's more political assassination. What was politically wounded, and I dare I say critically wounded, was the movement, that the awakening that he had brought to
make
America great again.
Yep.
Anyone, that I'll end with this, and this is just my opinion, anyone who feels that violence is the answer, this is not 1776 where there is, universal equality of weapon systems and ideologies and armies. Violence is not the answer. I'm just going to end it there. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, thank you. And Eric is absolutely right on that one. Trust me, violence is never the answer. It's a last resort. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by Auto Glass America. In the times we're living in, folks, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand with your windshield replacement when you tell them, I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty plus $100 dropped right into the palm of your hand when they finish the service on your windshield. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, guess what? Gainesville, Daytona, and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas. They're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you. And, oh, by the way, you'll get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand after they take care of the windshield. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Thank you. Well, we have on the telephone line, we are honored to have the Professor Emeritus from Indiana on the line. I hope it's warm where he's at. It would be Dan DeMann. What's up there, sir?
It's 32 degrees, so it's not real warm.
All right. Well, you'll take it. Beat zero.
It's mild for January.
Okay. Have you been listening to the show? Have you been listening to what we've been talking about?
Right.
Okay.
I'll preface this first.
Mm-hmm.
I know what happened. You know, I watched it today. But I'm telling you, after January 20th, this country's not going to know what hit it.
Right.
I think what you saw today was middle America, middle class America is frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, they've been on shutdown, lockdowns, cutbacks,
mm-hmm.
A fake scandal. They are frustrated.
Yep.
I think Trump played into Biden's hand.
Could be.
You think Durham's going to last after January 20th after this? Do you think there's really going to be a Hunter Biden investigation after all this?
No.
They're going to turn it on it.
Yeah.
You know, all he had to do was be a gentleman. Mm-hmm. Accept it, move on, come back in 2024. He's done now.
I know. I agree. I agree with that one. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But the Republican bench is deep. You know, you still got people like Rubio and Haley, but
Josh Hawley. You mean Josh Hawley?
Yeah.
And Josh Hawley is somebody that really impresses me.
But what I think of, my prediction is when Biden gets there, he's going to have an executive order, national mandate, a mask for 100 days. All Americans.
Well, the problem with that is he can't do that. He cannot do an executive order. He can do it for federal buildings and institutions, but he can't do it in the states. That's totally up to the states. We've been that route.
Yeah, well, this is a Democrat coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I think the courts would bend over backwards for this guy, or frontwards for that matter.
They might.
But I just think that you hang on for dear life.
Yep.
Because what anchor you had in Trump is now gone.
Yep.
And all you got is Biden and Harris, and they got the Senate.
Well, this is the time, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the time to start doing what we need to do for 2022. All politics are local. They start there and go up. And by the way, you want election reform? You better start working on it in your state that you live in.
You know, the South, as I knew it, is just about gone.
Yeah.
You
wouldn't recognize Birmingham from the old days because it looks like New York South.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
U-Haul published its yearly one-way routes. Where do these trucks go on a one-way trip?
Yeah.
Number one state, Tennessee.
Yep.
Number two, Texas.
Yep.
You know, Virginia's gone.
Yep.
Georgia's gone.
Yep.
North Carolina is on the border of it. South Carolina is moving that way. Nashville is almost a state to itself, as my friend says, just a bunch of reject Yankees living in that town now.
Yep.
You know, Birmingham, Huntsville, Mobile.
By the way, I got to let you go because here comes the Senate in with the House to have their joint session and vote to officially accept the Electoral College numbers. So, Dan, thank you very much. I appreciate your comments, and you're always welcome.
Okay, and I will talk to you probably sometime next week.
All right, very good. And that's Dan DeMann, our professor emeritus. And, Kyle, you got any comments about that?
Well, yes, and that is when Biden comes in, he will try to do the mask mandate, but I do think the courts will try to buttress him as much as possible, but also the mainstream media will be 100% behind so many of the things that Biden will want to try to impose almost immediately.
Well, let me tell you something I saw yesterday, and I laughed, and then I thought to myself, boy, this is how bad things have gotten. A convertible, top down. A lady probably, she was good looking, but probably in her 40s, maybe early 50s, drove by me. She was wearing a mask, one of those neck things, whatever they call them, that gets pulled up. She was wearing
gator,
a mask.
Neck gator or something?
Yeah, that's, I guess it is a gator, you're right. But anyway, she was wearing that, driving a convertible, doing about 55, because that's all we were doing on the Howard Franklin Bridge, and she was right there beside me for a while. I looked over a couple times. I was laughing so hard I couldn't stand it. I had my window rolled down because it's a nice day down here. You know, we didn't need to have the air conditioning and my sunroof open on my vehicle, and she's in a convertible wearing a mask. Give me a break.
Right. It seems a little...
Well, I might suck down some carbon monoxide.
Well, that mask may not... Do a thing for that. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have something called we wore them respirators with the little air things on it, or like a gas mask. If you really want to wear a mask and you're really concerned about COVID, that's what you need to be wearing.
Well, that's right, because the viruses are what we call very, very small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like a space helmet.
Yep.
Yep. That's what you need to be wearing. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay. Well, back to what we were talking about. Now, the Democrats have gained control of the Senate because of a protocol arrangement that was made back in 2000 between Trent Lott and Tom Daschle when the Senate was at 50-50, and the president that was in power, his party was given the a majority role in the Senate. So here we go again. You got Joe Biden, who will be the president. Everybody that's thinking that he won't be doesn't know what they're talking about. He will be the president, and you'll have Charles Chucky Boy Schumer as a majority leader in the Senate. He'll be the one putting up on the agenda what gets voted on, what doesn't. But it'll go back and forth between him and McConnell. One will be McConnell, one will be Biden. Or, I mean, Schumer, back and forth. That's the way they'll do it.
Right, right. And of course, right now, Captain, the vice president has returned back to the chamber. I believe the senators are back in the chamber, and the vice president is up there with the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, as they evidently are accepting the final versions and making the proclamations here in just a few moments.
Yeah, and folks, hang on a second. Let's see if I can pick this up. See if they're saying anything.
Pursuant to the law, Chapter 1 of Title 3, United States Code, because the two houses have not sustained the objection, the original certificate submitted by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania will be counted as provided therein. Tellers will now record and announce the vote of the state of Rhode Island for president and vice president in accordance with the action of the two houses. This certificate from Rhode Island, the parliamentarians advise me, is the only certificate of vote from the state that purports to be a return from the state. It has annexed a certificate of authority from the state purporting to appoint and ascertain.
So Pennsylvania.
All right, let me pull that down. Okay, so what they're doing is each state is voting alphabetically.
Mm-hmm.
And Rhode Island, I don't know what comes after that in terms of the states or whatnot, but until they get down to Vermont, we don't need to worry about the tail end of this. And then, of course, there will be a vote. It will happen on our program, by the way. We're breaking news again on our program. It will happen, and Joe Biden's Electoral College votes, he will be officially, if he isn't already, the winner and the president-elect. And like it or not, nothing is going to change that.
No, and in fact, Captain, you know, you mentioned Rudy Giuliani earlier. Well, he was speaking to the crowd earlier, but then also I've heard him on different programs. But he's talking about now getting access to the voting machines, and that somehow this is going to, be a big deal. But none of that is going to be relevant at this point.
No. Once this happens and they're declared and they're sworn in, we've already talked about this. And by the way, I'm going to have an attorney on in hour number four that's going to explain what it means when it's over, period. Because the Constitution is very specific about the things that are being done right now. And believe me, they are following the Constitution. They're not tippy-toeing off to the left or the right or doing anything to challenge. And the reason for that is because we don't have any courts that even want to hear this, do we?
Nope, not one.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics and more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, give him the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Debate continues in the House of Representatives as the chamber considers a challenge to the electoral vote of Pennsylvania. Debate continues in the House of Representatives as the chamber considers a challenge to the electoral vote of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Republican Representative Scott Perry and Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley raised the objection of the Commonwealth's votes being counted. The Senate voted 92-7 to reject the challenge. Both chambers also rejected a challenge to Arizona's votes earlier in the evening. The counting of electoral votes was delayed several hours Wednesday as protesters breached the Capitol building. D.C. Metropolitan Police say that four people died during the unrest at the Capitol. One woman who was shot by Capitol Police inside the building died of her injuries, along with three others who died of medical emergencies in the area. Police officials say they've arrested at least 52 people, most of those related to curfew violations. The city remains under a curfew until 6 a.m. Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and thank you very much for tuning in and opining in. We've got, I can't even tell you, I probably got 300 or 400 messages here that are coming in here, and I got emails I can't even get to, but I'll try to look at them sometime during the day. I just can't get to them to the show, during the show. There's way too many things, but thank you very much for opining, and we appreciate it. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah, and here's what they have to offer. The injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahAndFarrah.com. And don't forget, their phone number where you can reach them 24-7 is 877-245-6707. That number again, 877-245-6707. Give them a call. See if you got a case. It doesn't cost you anything. And by the way, it doesn't cost you anything. Let's say win your case. 877-245-6707 for Farrah and Farrah. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're getting very close to the tail end of this vote where they will Congress will accept the electoral certification. It may happen during this segment. It may not, because I think we're up to what, South Dakota?
South Dakota, I believe so, yes, and then they'll go through the rest of the states.
All right.
Yeah, down through the W, yeah.
Now, President Trump, for all intents and purposes, is politically, as of what happened yesterday, regardless of how it happened or who put the finger where, they tried to delegitimize him and Pence and the Trump administration in a whole nine yards. And as of right now, the polls that are starting to come in and the comments from around the world, I'd say it worked.
I think you're right. I think that, you know, there were those who thought President Trump is going to, well, he'll come back in 4 years, but I think this is all just toasted at this point.
So my question to you is, how much damage has this displayed yesterday in Washington, D.C., done to President Trump, to the GOP, to the Make America Great movement, and to the 2022 chances of the Republican Party? What do you think?
Well, it's done great damage. There's no doubt about that. That's the first part. Second part is, for 2022, it depends on the congressional candidates who come along to try to, again, come against the Biden machine agenda, and because those races will play much more locally in those districts, and they could still have a chance to take the House.
Right, and the senators that are involved, too.
That's right.
Yeah, and by the way, again, we need to concentrate our efforts. If you want election reform, folks, we need to concentrate our efforts at the state level. That's where the election laws are made. That's where we need to concentrate our levels. Now, not just state, you know, as in state representatives, but also county, because all elections start at the local level, local town and city, and then county, and then up the level you go. By the way, Michigan Governor Whitmer raised a whole bunch of eyebrows yesterday with the Stacey Abrams prayer candle she had. Did you catch that one?
I did not see that, no.
Unbelievable. And also, Governor Cuomo is giving away his Bills playoff ticket in lieu of the controversy that they had. How about that?
Well, that's right, because he was persona non grata at the Bills game then.
They told him, the fans did a petition, and they had like 30 or 35,000 signatures on it. Pardon me, they gave it to the Buffalo Bills football team, and it said, "We don't want you here."
Well, again, it just goes to show, you know, that a lot of politicians are finding themselves in very, very different straits than they ever thought that they might.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a very turbulent period, no doubt about it. Now, what emerges out of that, will you get another business-savvy political candidate who wants to come in and do things not like Donald Trump, but in a similar way of being an outsider? Will the political class really allow that?
Mm-hmm.
Will the electorate allow that? I mean, so we're going to see how this percolates over the next year or 2 years.
Now, in other news, out there in your state in San Francisco, San Francisco's left-wing DA is now on the defense big time after a parolee was accused of killing two women.
Yes, exactly. Well, again, you know, it's these kinds of things where sometimes things, they look good on paper or some kind of campaign agenda, but in reality, look what happens. Yeah.
Now, did you hear what LeBron James said yesterday?
Something about wanting to buy Kelly Loeffler's WNBA team or something like that?
Well, he said that in lieu of Kelly Loeffler's Georgia Senate law, she must have spent a lot of money. He put out a tweet there and says, I'd love to buy her WNBA team.
Well, I don't know if it's for sale. I mean,
and she's a partner. She's not the owner. Right. She's a partner.
She's a partner, exactly. Well, I mean, it's an interesting sort of development, but, you know, is that being made for an actual offer in the sense of, in the spirit of that, or is it a political tweet?
Who knows?
Yeah.
But anyway, in Pennsylvania, some GOP Pennsylvania state senators removed the lieutenant governor from the state chamber yesterday after he refused to unseat a contested Democrat who was take him out of the session that was there, because when you're contested, you are not supposed to take your seat.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, again, I mean, this is a very, very strange political climate, and we're seeing more of these kinds of things happening. Yeah.
Yeah. So instead of removing the contested Democrat, they removed the lieutenant governor.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Well, from embargo to embrace, Saudi Arabia is now pushing the Gulf detente after their deal with Qatar, which is a good thing. It'll be maybe a little bit more peaceful in the Gulf, the Persian Gulf.
Well, right. I mean, and generally speaking, in the Gulf region, in the Middle East, the efforts of the Trump administration, of course, will be sort of vilified right now. But perhaps as we go a little further down the road, out of context of what happened at the Capitol building, et cetera, we may see that there was some real progress being made in the Middle East. And the question is, will somebody be able to pick up the ball on that?
Yeah, and a couple of things, by the way. Joe Biden has officially reached 270 electoral votes on the joint session of Congress, so technically that means that 270 gives him the win. Let me see what he's saying here. Let's see what's going on.
Has received 232 votes. The announcement of the state of the vote by the President of the Senate shall be deemed a sufficient declaration of the persons elected President and Vice President of the United States, each for the term beginning on the 20th day of January, 2021, and shall be entered together with the list of the votes on the journals of the Senate and the House of Representatives. The Chair now recognizes, for the purpose of closing prayer, the 62nd Chaplain of the United States Senate, Chaplain Barry C. Black.
Okay, I'm going to turn it back down again because apparently we've reached what we need to have in the way of votes, and that's it. The Congress will certify that Joe Biden has won the Electoral College and will be inaugurated on January the 20th. That is the end of the discussion.
That is it, and that's breaking news, as we say, Captain, right here on the Third Watch. It's happening. It just happened right now.
And a couple of things about social media. An Italian court ordered Facebook to pay $5 million, just a drop in a bucket, in damages for copying an app from an Italian company. They stole an app that they're using from an Italian company.
Well, and as you said, it's a drop in the bucket. Is that going to be a significant punishment for someone as big as that?
No. And the U.S. FCC and their action to limit key social media protection, which is something that President Donald Trump was trying to do, is probably now in the toilet.
Right. And that goes to that Rule 230 protection. But again, you know, I mean, it depends on how things play out. But you're right. It's just going to be dead in the water.
Well, here's the thing. Nancy Pelosi doesn't have an easy means of it at all because we saw some of the arguments that went on in the ranks with the Democrats in the House when they first got together. So it's going to be something that's going to happen, I guess, harder rather than easier. And, of course, 50-50 in the Senate, they're going to be going back and forth all the time.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting to see what kind of coalitions can emerge out of that 50-50 split. Because, again, it's supposed to be the most deliberative body and this kind of thing. Well, they may have to really try to reinforce that in the next over the next period.
Well, it's a grand old body or whatever they call it. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, folks, it's official now. Joe Biden, the Congress has agreed that they certified that Joe Biden has won the Electoral College. He will be sworn in on January 20th officially as the President of the United States. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our very good friends at the Pilots and Flying J's across the country near you. Pull on in there at this time of the night. Tell them you were listening to me. Talk about them, and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And then, oh, by the way, if you would like to consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club, and they also have an RV club too. Same thing applies. You get points for the fuel you buy. You get points for the food you buy. You get points for whatever you buy in the travel store too. And you can use those points as a discount on whatever it is you buy the next time around when you accumulate a bunch of points. Or you can use it for the catalog that they have in the driver's club as well as the RV club to save money on items they have there too with using the points. So think about doing that. See what happens. All right. By popular demand for a certain individual, we're going to go rooster cruising.
Okay,
gay drivers, it's a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. Quarter cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right beat, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, that's your Rooster Cruisin' song. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And that's Ray Carlisle from a number of years ago, and we play that every now and then. All right, here we go. A storm in the deep south is going to produce snow in the mid-south with heavy snow in the northwestern areas of Arkansas that will spread into the southern Appalachians. Oh, it's coming. I-40, and we'll tell you more about where it's going to be, I-44 too in Missouri. Now, thunderstorms could be severe along the central Gulf Coast with the potential for brief tornadoes as well. That's that bad weather I was telling you about last hour. Snow will also spread through the northwest and into the plains while a new storm approaches the west, and an enhanced threat for landslides continues on the west coast. Kyle, what's going on?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, over on the west coast tonight, we're looking at precipitation and even snow in some areas and parts of Oregon. And up near 4th of July Pass near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, it's got wet pavement there, chance of light snow, and also some wind gusts up to about 12 miles an hour or so. And Coeur d'Alene registering rain showers at this hour. So all through the Spokane area and so forth, we see a lot of stuff on the radar there for them. And also, Captain, if we come down into California, we've got a dense fog advisory. This is going to be in the Sacramento area. Now, this pretty much moved from about 24 hours ago where it was in the Fresno and Bakersfield area in the Central Valley, but now it's in the Sacramento, Stockton, Modesto, Fairfield, and San Francisco, well, just skirting out the Bay Area, Vallejo, pretty much. So be careful if you're coming down the 5 freeway. Not too much else on the maps in terms of storm warnings and so forth at this hour, but we still have some pretty cold temperatures out there, Captain. Coeur d'Alene at 35 degrees, Missoula, Montana at 30 degrees, Laramie, Wyoming, they may take the cake here, Captain, at 14 degrees right now, registering, but clear. Bundle up out there. It's cold. It's wintertime.
All right, well, we're going to start out on the Canadian border and about the central part of North Dakota, down through South Dakota, down into the northern central part of Nebraska, along I-80 for about 50 miles from Lincoln, west in Nebraska, over towards Grand Island. You've got an area of dense fog in there right now. It's about 50 miles wide all the way to the Canadian border, so be advised of that. Also, in the southeastern corner of New Mexico and the southwestern corner of Texas, to include the junction of I-10 and I-20, we've got some unsettled weather conditions there, as there could be some wintry weather. Whether a mix or rain or wind or all of the above, we'll see. Now, I'm going to drift down to the Gulf because along towards New Orleans, over towards Mississippi, we've got some possibilities for some severe weather in the offing right now, and that is going to spread along with the daytime heat and the sunlight and the radiation and all that stuff. So be advised, and that's going to stay there. I watched it today earlier, yesterday earlier, rather, and it's going to develop again along the southern part, the Gulf down there, where we could have some brief tornadoes. Now, let's go up to Arkansas, because the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas that also go up into Missouri, you are going to have along I-44 from Springfield all the way to Fort Leonard Wood and beyond over to the east, you're going to have some wintry driving conditions today and tonight as this storm develops. We do have a winter storm warning east of Fort Smith up in the mountains themselves of the Ozarks, the higher peaks, the higher elevation. So be prepared for that. And along I-40, you're going going to have about 100 miles of driving along I-40 from Oklahoma over towards the western part of Little Rock, where you're going to have winter driving conditions. In addition, we've got in the northern part of Georgia, to include north of Atlanta, up 75 over towards Knoxville, and then Knoxville over toward, and by the way, up through Chattanooga, over towards Knoxville, and then over east on I-40 and up I-81, there's a winter storm watch right now, because that other system, when it comes across, is going to catch onto it. And you're going to have some snow, and away we go, as they say in the business. And that is also up in the western part of North Carolina, up towards Virginia. So Charlotte North up 77 and I-40 across almost all the way to Greensboro. And that's what we got to look forward to today and tonight. Kyle, how do we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
Have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And right now on the telephone line, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And Denise Simon, yesterday, her son was up in Washington, D.C., taking all kinds of pictures. And I think you said he was taking cell phone videos and whatnot. He's going to have a priceless, and I do mean priceless, list of stuff that some network is going to want to buy. Want to bet?
Well, it took me couple hours to go through them all. It was pretty fascinating.
How close was he to the Capitol, and did he get inside? And I certainly hope he didn't.
He did not go inside, not at all. When the first wave of, I can't tell you what kind of law enforcement it was, but the first wave of the group of law enforcement showed up in their helmets. He saw them coming, and they started pushing through the crowd, and they made their way up to the door, the main door of the building, and he was probably 15 feet away when all that happened. And he's got a very keen sense of situational awareness, probably better than the average bear by a long stretch, and he just said, we're going to have some flashbangs here. And he goes, there it is. And then, sure enough, the flashbangs happened, and he was literally right there. But a person about 3 feet from him got hit in the head. We don't know really with what. But he kind of collapsed right at my son's feet. So he had to pay attention to him and give him some first aid. And then a couple people showed up with, they actually came with first aid kits. So I had to watch some of that.
There were four people that died yesterday. The one woman that was shot inside, unfortunately, by a Capitol Police officer, and three people that died because of medical reasons.
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, don't let it be said that four people died because of the protests. Three of them died because of prior health conditions. But as of 10 minutes or so ago, it is official.
Yep, I know.
Biden got 306.
I know.
Electoral votes and Trump at 232.
I had it live and in living color via the audio that we were getting because we were listening to the audio. So hang on. Yep, and we talked about that. So, yeah, it's official. It's over. End of story. Don't worry about it. You got a new president coming January 20th. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.